great his name.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, everybody.
Praise his name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good. God is good. God is good all the time. Hallelujah.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Thank the Lord for those testimonies tonight. Thank the Lord that he is still watching over his people. He is still protecting his people. And I have my own experience too, where I can say tonight, I'm giving God thanks for his protection. Just like old Sister Mary relate to you a situation that was frightening, I have something quite similar. But I want to give God thanks for his goodness and his mercy and his love towards all of us. And sometimes we don't know what it is that the Lord is protecting us from. Sometimes the Lord should just pull back the curtain and show us what the near miss that we had on the road. We would be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
But God is good. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And Amen. He is watching over his own. So glad to be here with us tonight to share with us a short word from God's scripture. And we trust that God will bless our heart as we look on it together. It is from the passage that was read, St. John chapter 10. And Sister Bennett read from verse 7 to verse 11. I would like to speak to us on the topic, I am come that they might have life, which is found in verse 10. Verse 10 reading this way, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy.
Yes.
I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So the topic tonight is, I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. It is interesting tonight that Jesus uses the pastor, the sheep pastor, in reference to the kingdom of God. And he uses himself as the good shepherd. And he uses Satan as a thief that want to come into the pastor to take away the sheep. And as Jesus draws this analogy, he was referring to people who are quite familiar with pastoring, people who know what it is to raise sheep, people who understand the very concept of protecting the sheep and taking sheep from pastor to feed them. Lord Jesus understand that very well and know that he was around people who do these things for a living. And so he uses this analogy in order to draw our attention to the kingdom of heaven. And he described himself here in two ways that we are going to look on tonight. One, he described himself as the door. And secondly, he described himself as the good shepherd. Some of you might ask a question tonight. What is life? What life is Jesus talking about? I am come that ye might have life. Some of you listening may say, I have life. I have life. I have a good job. I live in a good home. I have a good family. I live in a good neighborhood. I am financially independent. I owe nothing apart from my next light bill or my next water bill. I am in good health. What life do I need? I have life, some of you might be saying. I have life. But can you feel in somebody saying that, the deception from the enemy? Can you feel the sense of insecurity that the enemy is trying to convey to individuals by causing one to feel secure in this way? To the extent that the life that Jesus said that he has come to give, one intend to question it because they are saying, I have life. I am in need of nothing. But I quickly remind somebody tonight that the word tells us that a man's life does not consist of the things that he possesses. That is very, very important. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of things that he possesses. That's what the scripture says. So we need to take a very careful look here on what it is that we don't have, that we thought we have. If you remember what Moses said a long time ago, Moses in Hebrews chapter 11, Moses declared, I'd rather suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy what? The pleasure of sin for a season. He had everything. He had everything. Wanting nothing, living king's house, he was a prince. And he declared that he preferred to suffer the affliction with the affliction of God's people than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. The unfortunate thing today is that there are so many people who are saying that they are Christians. And Jesus makes it clear to us tonight that he is the door. He is the door. And no man can enter in that shepherd fold without his notice. He declared that by me, I am the door. And by me, if any man enter, he shall be saved. He shall go in and he shall go out and find pastors. Jesus declaring himself to be the door. So the unfortunate thing is that those who are saying, because of the country we live in, and in Jamaica, I find out it's the same concept. Because you live in a Christian country, you are automatically a Christian. Not in what Jesus is saying here. Jesus said, I would know you if you were in my pasture. Because you would have to pass me here. I am the door. I am the door. And sometimes, friends, sometimes the trick of the enemy is of such that you can be misled. Because there are some who will not hinder their family from going to church. Yet they are not going. Yet they are not safe. There are some who will make contribution to the church. Yet they are not contributing themselves to the church. They are not contributing themselves to the Lord by entering through the door and become a sheep of his. There are some who are very sympathetic to the work of God. Very sympathetic, would help out in whatever way they are called upon to help. Yet, they are not surrendering their lives to the Lord. Jesus makes it clear that I am the door. I am known of every sheep, and every one of my sheep knows me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible declares, he that hath the Son hath life, but he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. And Jesus said, I am come that ye might have life. I want to make it clear tonight that we have a responsibility as a church. And each time that we come here to a meeting, we come with the intention that we are delivering what God asks us to do. God describes us as watchmen. We are to watch out for the lives of people. The Bible is clear that if somebody should die and die in their sin, and the watchman did not give out the sound to that person to take heed because danger is coming, that person's blood is going to be on the watchman. But if the watchman sound the alarm, if the watchman describe that there are dangers ahead, that the watchman warn of the impending danger, and the person take no heed and die, the Bible said his blood is on his shoulder. So we have this responsibility as a church. And we have to execute it because God has given us the responsibility to do it. Jesus said, I am the door. By me, you can be saved. And you can go in and out and you can find pasture. Jesus is the door to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he's seeking tonight all those who are weary and are heavy laden for them to come through that door and find rest. Hallelujah, hallelujah tonight. Because he described in verse 10, he said, a thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I, on the contrary, I am come that ye might have life. Sister Mary just gave a testimony about the operation of the thief. The thief cometh but for to steal, giving the sister one of the tightest hugs so that she didn't feel the burst of the chain. And before she knew what happened, her chain was gone. The thief cometh but for to steal. And he also come to kill. And he also come to destroy. To destroy. To take away your joy. To take away your friends, to take away your family members. The thief cometh for to steal and to kill and to destroy. It is a destructive force. But Jesus said, I am come that ye might have life and that ye might have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. When I look and Colossians and Ephesians chapter 2 tells us something. Ephesians chapter 2 tells us that you, as the apostle, reminded the folks where God took them from, the state that they were in, and God was able to deliver them. And here is how he described it in Ephesians 2. And you hath he quickened, mean to be made alive, out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sin. People are dead in trespasses and in sin right now. Because what? They are controlled by the God of this world. The God of this world, which is the enemy, which is the thief that Jesus made mention of here. They are dead in trespasses and in sin. And the Apostle Paul went on to say, wherein in time past ye walk according to the course of this world. Walking according to the course of this world means walking contrary to the Lord Jesus Christ. Walking to the lust. Walking to the attractiveness. Walking to the attractions of the world, where the God of this world has blinded the eyes of them who believe not. James reminded us that the friend of the world, James 4, verse 4, the friend of the world is the enemy of God. If we are friendly with the world, we are, by extension, an enemy of God. And that is what the prince of this world does to us. He makes us friends of this world, that we might in turn become enemy of God. But the apostle did not stop there. He make mention of, according to the prince of the power of the air, that no work in the children of disobedience. And listen to verse 3. Among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desire of the flesh and of the mind. The children of disobedience, the children that possess what is called a disobedient spirit, they don't have life that Jesus is speaking of. I am come that they might have life. Those who were just described here by the Apostle Paul, they don't have this life. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Jesus said, look, I am the door. I am the door. And may I say to us here tonight, that there are many who thought that there are more than one way to receive salvation. But let me say to you tonight that that is not true, that according to the Bible. Jesus said, I am the door, not I am one of the doors. I am the door. Bible makes it clear to us that no man cometh unto the Father but by me, declared Jesus. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's why he declares on so much occasion here that I am the door. And he can describe himself also as the good shepherd who gave his life for his sheep. It is as a result of me dying on Calvary that gives me the right, that gives me the right to declare that no man cometh unto the Father but by me. You probably remember some time ago, somebody having a microphone, Oprah Winfrey, declared that there are more than one way to heaven. There are more than one way to God. Jesus is not the only way. But I want to correct her tonight and anybody else who have that thought. There is only one way whereby we can be saved. There's only one way to heaven. Jesus is describing himself here as the door to the shepherd fold. The only door to the pastor. That is through Jesus. You remember what we are told in Acts chapter 4 verse 12. That there is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. Apart from the man Christ Jesus. No other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved other than through Jesus. The thief cometh to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But my mission here is that I am come that ye might have life. So when we think that we have life, we really don't, unless we receive the life that comes through Jesus. We are living. We are living now. But not with everlasting life, not with abundant life. For God so loved the world that he Amen. Gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Praise God.
And it doesn't matter whether you're a sympathizer to the church. It doesn't matter whether you're a friend of the church. It doesn't matter whether or not you encourage your family or friends to go to church. If you are not going, if you have not committed your life, you don't have the Son. And therefore, you don't have this life that we are talking about here. Hallelujah. So I am the good shepherd, Jesus described himself. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. And then Jesus made this important statement in verse 14. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. In other words, Jesus is saying, I know my sheep and my sheep knows me. And Ireland will they not follow. But the good shepherd, they know his voice and they will follow him. Oh my Lord. Oh my Lord. So those who believe that living in a Christian country automatically causes them to be a Christian, we got to think again, because the sheep know his master and his master know the sheep. And Jesus said, I am the door. Everyone that passed me here, I know them. And what are we saying tonight? We are saying that Jesus has taken a position at that door. At that door. And he's waiting to see who will come to him for salvation, that he might let them in. The word tells us that when one come and accept the Lord Jesus as Savior, the angels in heaven rejoice. There is rejoicing when one come to Jesus and Jesus let them into the kingdom. And they become a sheep of his pasture. Tonight, believers, I just want to encourage you to continue to feed at Jesus' feet. To continue to eat. To continue to drink the provision that Jesus has made for you, for all of us. And for those of you who are outside of the shepherd fold, I am telling you that Jesus is still at that door waiting to see you approach. Waiting to see you come, that he might let you inside. And don't tell me that you're comfortable based on the things that you have. Don't tell me that you are comfortable and you don't know any other life that is important than the one you're having. Jesus speaking about a church in Revelation 3. The church says, I am in need of nothing. I have everything. Jesus said, No. You don't have everything. You are naked and you are blind. Because the church lack the vital ingredients of the relationship with God. So where are you tonight? Where are you tonight in regard to Jesus and his sheep? I have come that ye might have life. Have you received this life to become a sheep of Jesus? Have you received this life to become a sheep of the Lord Jesus? We are living in a time when the enemy that who come to steal, to kill, and to destroy are playing all sorts of havoc. The in thing now that the enemy is doing is introducing drugs to our youngster, And as a result of that drugs, they say that they are hearing voices in their head telling them to do wrong things. And they are following these voices. That's why I almost lost my life on Saturday evening. Somebody was following the voice in his ear coming from the enemy. And came in and robbed this store. The enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that he might have life. Hallelujah. And he wants to give that life to somebody tonight. And there's a sense of security that goes along with the life that Jesus has to offer. We read about that in St. John chapter 10, verse 27 to verse 30. Listen to what it says. St. John chapter 10, 27 to verse 30. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I gave unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Verse 29, my Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Verse 30. Jesus is saying, I am able to offer you eternal life, and the enemy shall not pluck that life out of you. No one is able to pluck you out of my hand. No one is able to pluck you out of my Father's hand. It is talking about security in what Jesus has so offered.
Yes.
But there's another security also that is mentioned in the Word of God. Colossians chapter 3. Listen to what it says. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Wow, that is double security. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. That is verse 4. We are being told clearly that the life that Jesus said that he come to offer, he carries security. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why these sisters who have given their age tonight, why after so many years they are still following Jesus? Because of the security that comes with the life that Jesus gives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No man shall pluck them out of my hands. Because our life is secure in Jesus, and Jesus is secure in the Father. Double security. And tonight, as a church, the Apostolic Church in America, I'm glad to tell you tonight that the Bible is supporting the thought that Jesus is here to give you life and to give you it more abundantly. For this purpose, Jesus came, that he might redeem us unto himself. For God was in Christ, reconciling the whole world unto himself. So when Jesus said, I am the door, I am the shepherd, I am the good shepherd, Jesus knows what he's talking about. He said, no man is going to go into that kingdom unless it come through me. And this door is only, has this pasture has only one entrance. And Jesus is at that door. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like how David puts it as he looks through prophetic word, the prophetic eyes, and put these words in writing. In Psalms 23, as he saw Jesus, he personalized this as he realized that he himself is a shepherd. But he acknowledged Jesus as a greater shepherd. And I believe for all of us here tonight as Christians, this is where we are in sync with David. As we acknowledge the Lord Jesus as our shepherd. Here's what he said here in Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. To think about David being such an outstanding shepherd. He is now acknowledging the greater shepherd. Hallelujah. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. As I go through the door, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Because what? I have a good shepherd. A good shepherd that is watching out for me, that is protecting me, that has laid down his life for me. And not only that he does that, but he gave double security for the life that he offers me. Believers, we want to give God thanks tonight for this good shepherd. And for those of you who have not yet come into this fold, because Jesus declared that there are other sheep that must come into this fold. As much as he was referring primarily to the Gentile community. But this is a broad statement. And right now, there are many who are outside of the Christian community who are yet to come in. Jesus wants to bring you in as well. And if you are here tonight and you have not yet made that decision, the good shepherd is still standing at the door, looking out for you to see you come, and he will let you in. Are you here tonight to escape from the enemy which come to steal and to kill and to destroy? To destroy man's life, to destroy relationship, to destroy everything that you have. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Are you here tonight? I'd love to pray for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Master standing at the kingdom door. And he's waiting to see you come in. Where we can shelter you. You need to be sheltered from the destructive element of the enemy that needles you every day. Come into the fold of God and find rest. Find deliverance and get life forevermore. Are you here tonight? Are you here tonight? Pray for me, Pastor, that I might start this new life, that I might enter in to the shepherd fold. Are you here tonight? It is for you why we have this meeting, that we might extend the hand of invitation to you to come into the kingdom of God through the door the man called Jesus. Are you here? Father, we bless your name tonight. And we just thank you. We just want to say thanks. Thank you, first of all, for the sheep that you have in the fold. We have heard them testify tonight. Thank you for those of us who have surrendered our lives to you, Lord. Because you have shown us the light. And you have given us eternal life. We worship you for it. We thank you. But God, we still would like to extend the invitation to those who are outside of this fold. For those who thought that they are inside, but you know that they are not. Because they would have passed you at the door if they were. They have not passed you. They are still on the outside. We pray for them tonight, Lord. We pray, God, that they will surrender and come to you, who I know will extend mercy to them. I pray for their own soul, that their own soul also will be saved. Saved by the blood of Jesus. Saved by the Lord divine. Saved by the grace of God. Saved by faith in Jesus. I pray tonight that something will start to happen. The Holy Ghost will start to work in the heart of somebody. A change will be made that you be glorified. Father, we just thank you that you have shown us the difference between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. And the destructive element of the enemy that we should shun and gravitate to you who is life forevermore. We pray, God, that there will be a change tonight in the life of somebody as we wait upon you and as we give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.